they can't just occupy the streets like this. And after everything that's happened in New York, it's just despicable.
Do you have any idea why they're protesting?
Yes. They're protesting against globalization. They want to get rid of debt. They want to get rid of debt for countries and individuals. And I've heard some of their signs and their logos is absolutely ridiculous. Individual debt, get rid of individual debt. How do you get rid of individual debt? Individual debt's incurred by an individual. You just don't erase it completely.
Yeah, but they're trying to bridge the gap between poor people and rich people, poor countries and rich countries.
Poor countries and rich countries, you look at the aid that goes to poor countries from rich countries. We're all trying to bridge the gap. It doesn't help the capitalist system to have a poor country that creates terrorism and has civil unrest. Look at the aid that goes to it, and capitalism bridges the gap. So it's just an awful scenario here.
You think these people have a right to dissent?
They do have a right to dissent, but there's a way to dissent. And tying up the streets, causing harm to individuals economically, is not the correct way to dissent.
What's the correct way to dissent?
The correct way to dissent is to get their message out through advertising, writing. You like advertising, that's great. I love that one. But, you know, look what they're doing to the city. It's basically blackmail economically. Look at all these shops that are scared. You look at inside every McDonald's and Starbucks. There are police officers outside. Then why are there police officers outside every Starbucks and McDonald's in the city? Why? Look at your past record. Look at your past record. Yeah, look at Davos and everything else. Look at the sabotage that's gone on.
I'm not talking about Nike. I'm talking about the people paying over $25,000 a plate to sit around and listen to Bono.
And look at the mouths they feed.
I'm looking at them. I don't see them. I'm seeing hungry mouths. If you can't,
there's always going to be a division between the poor and the rich. And those companies.
That's the difference between you. Is I believe we can change that division and we could live in a better world, and I think that that's the way.
So how are you going to change that division?
Because
we're doing all kinds of things.
The people excited in the street, people are working together.
They're not excited. They don't have anything better to do. All they want
to
do is cause trouble. All they want to do is cause trouble. Why are you having it on a Saturday? Why are you doing that? Look at the trouble you're causing to all these shop owners.
You know what?
Look what you're doing to the individuals who work for them.
They're causing trouble.
What people? What trouble? What trouble are they causing? What are they doing to the people in the third world? That's a matter of circumstance, and that's where they're born. Look at the aid that we give to the third world.
That's a big problem.
Look at the aid we give to the third world.
You cannot pass on.
So what, everybody should be jobless? And we shouldn't promote industry in the third world? Is that what you're trying to say?
How about promoting sustainable industry that doesn't completely destroy folks' livelihoods?
So how are you going to promote sustainable industry?
Well, I know how you're not going to do it.
So how are you going to promote sustainable industry?
The way that you're going to promote sustainable industry is getting real democracy where people can make decisions about their own lives rather than having a bunch of suits make
Get rid of democracy where people can make decisions about their own lives.
Real democracy where people can make decisions about their own lives.
What do you consider
real democracy? Well, I can tell you what fake democracy is, and fake democracy is these fools
meetings. So what's real democracy?
Real democracy is when it's people that aren't rich white guys representing us and saying they represent us. And you can't deny that.
Give me an
example. These guys should make it right. Go to NYU, take an economics 101 class,
yes.
And then maybe they'll learn something and they won't waste
and
that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be able to go to school.
Well, look at your education level.
Yeah, my education level.
Level the people who believe.
I'm a fucking high school dropout and I know my shit. And you know why
well,
I'm a high school
my
dropout?
You're
and you know why I couldn't go to college? You are a rich fuck.
That's not my problem, you're a high school dropout. I worked hard to get through college.
You worked hard.
I worked hard.
College.
I wasn't given to a silver spoon. I worked as a paramedic in college and paid my way through college.
How
just because you were lazy
training?
And dropped out of high school and
how
can't
get
any
where
economically. I worked my way through economic training. No, it wasn't my fault. What? I went to Skidmore College on a scholarship and I worked my way through. Started as an EMT. Right now I'm into medical management and I run radiology facility. Yes, I am for the privatization of healthcare.